Hey, what's up? It's Marcus Williams, and I get a chance to speak with the chair of Canada Day Canmore, Beth Vanderport, as we are still in need of some volunteers for Canada Day in Canmore.
It always is a challenge at this time of year with school getting out and people getting ready for holidays, a chance, you know, to get people to commit until the very last minute. You know, at this point in getting ready for the Canada Day activities, we are trying our best to encourage people who maybe still are going to be in town and have some hours to commit, especially to our family area. We have a lot of folks that come into town now, and that's a great activity area for 3 or 4 hours in the afternoon. Face painting, balloon animals. This year we have a Velcro wall where you can jump on it and throw yourself up and attach to a wall, which is quite fun. And one of the many things, we have a storytelling area. The focus really is at that point in time in the day to, you know, encourage families after the parade to come over in and participate and have some fun for the afternoon. It is July 1st, and it's a celebration of everything that we are, and family is one of them.
What specific things would volunteers be doing?
So basically, you would be managing the little ones coming on and off of the bouncy castle, managing the lineups going into the different activities. So it's not hard by any sense of the imagination. It's just sort of crowd management, because it does get busy and lineups do form. And we're looking for a minimum of a 2 hour commitment. It'd be great, because it's 1 to 5. So if we could have a 2-2.5 hour commitment per volunteer, that would be great. If you can do the whole afternoon from 1 to 5, that would be even better.
And where can people sign up to volunteer?
You can go on our website, www.canadadaycanmore.ca, and go under volunteers, and there's a forum there that you can click through and sign up. And our volunteer coordinator Thomas Krause is checking it. I think he checks it hourly, and we'll get back to you right away. The other area that we probably need some help in, our green team, making sure the garbage is picked up and stuff. We're looking for volunteers later in the afternoon with regard to that. Actually, at the Millennium Park in the evening, we could use 2 or 3 more people to help with fireworks. So it's, again, crowd management, because we have a legal amount of space that we have to be between the fireworks and where the crowd stands, and so it's just managing people to stay back. Those are the three major areas, but the family area is the major one for us right now.
Awesome. And is there a deadline for sign up?
You could come down. We have a volunteer tent at the site, and you can actually come down and just sign up that day. That's just that easy. I just want to thank everyone in Canmore for all their support over the years. I should mention one other thing for those that are looking for something to do just before the fireworks. We are going to have music at the Civic Center this year from 7 to 9. A couple bands are going to play just while you're walking around with your ice cream after dinner.